Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of In Accord. Today is Tuesday, July the 1st. June has just flown by, and now we're into the second month of summer here in North Texas. It is hot, but it is Texas. I have a number of items that I'd like to discuss with you today. This past weekend, a prayer request was sent out asking for prayers for our president, Mr. Jim Franks. As mentioned in his email to the ministry, Mr. Franks had a procedure in the hospital this week to correct a congenital condition with his heart. We want to thank you for your prayers and your concern. I'm sure Mr. Franks will want to give an update to you on his situation as things progress. He continues to be in our prayers. I do want to give a couple of announcements at this time. The first has to do with the FI Continuing Ed Summer Classes. They will be held July the 14th to the 18th, and July 21st to the 25th here in McKinney. We're looking forward to those 2 weeks. Brethren are coming in from many parts of the United States and one person from Central America. The instructors for these 2 weeks will be David Johnson, Clyde Kylo, Ralph Levy, Dave Myers, and Britton Taylor. To whet your appetite, Mr. Johnson is teaching a series titled I Will Build My Church. Mr. Myers is teaching on the development of the New Testament, and Dr. Levy is covering Jeremiah and us. The other class topics are still in the development stage. Yesterday, on Monday, I had a meeting with three representatives from the bank where we will obtain a loan to finance the Auditorium Education Center. They are anxious for us to secure the loan. We will pay half of the cost of construction up front in cash from our reserves. We will then finance the remaining half. It will be a 5-year note based on a 20-year amortization schedule. It is our desire to pay off the loan before the 5-year note is due. Mr. Franks will probably want to pass on more detail when the construction begins. I want to update you on recent activities. This past weekend, Mr. and Mrs. Dave Myers and Pam and I traveled to St. Louis for the retirement of John Foster. Mr. Foster has served 54 years in the full-time ministry. It was a memorable weekend, and I want to share with you some of the highlights in just a little bit. Don and I have been privileged to do quite a bit of traveling on behalf of the church. About a month ago, over the Memorial Day weekend, we flew to Minneapolis, Minnesota for the annual Families Glorifying God weekend. We were the guests of our pastor, Mr. Larry Solomon, and his wife, Shirlene. A quick summary statement would be, wow, what an event. It was our first time to attend, and it was a success. It was so much fun with so many activities for all age groups. About 130 people from 7 states came to Minneapolis to participate in the theme, Safeguarding God's Family Unit. All the events were held in a beautiful school just north of Minneapolis and just across the river from Wisconsin. It all began on Friday evening with a seniors get-together where we enjoyed snacks and fellowship. Now, that was followed by a most interesting symposium where everyone was divided into groups. We discussed different questions that had been sent to headquarters. The questions came from new-to-the-truth individuals and were answered by our personal correspondence department. A sampling of these questions were read at each table, and then we gave our own answers and discussed the question. I hadn't seen that done before, but I was really impressed with how it was set up and the discussion that it generated. The next day, Sabbath morning began with a coffee bar and pastries. The setting made you think you were in a really upscale coffee shop. I think Starbucks would have been envious. For me, the highlight was the live music coming from a duet playing a violin and the harp. When I entered the room, I could hear the beautiful music, but I couldn't see who was playing. I have to be honest with you, I was really blown away when I saw it was 2 young girls, Scarlett and Madeline Cryer, who were playing for us that morning. They were very accomplished. Church services began with special music in lieu of the sermonette. Three individual pieces were performed. All were quite good and inspiring. I guess the performance that affected me most was a ladies' sextet that performed a cappella, with three of the ladies singing solos during the performance. After services, the local children's choir performed a musical on the life of Elijah. It was followed by four seminars centered around the theme of safeguarding God's family unit. The day ended with a catered meal. On Sunday, it was a full day of an old-fashioned church barbecue and picnic. I tip my hat to our pastor, Mr. Larry Solomon, and his very talented congregation for a most enjoyable Memorial Day weekend. The second weekend in June, Don and I flew to Guatemala for Sabbath services and to conduct the International Leadership Program, or ILP. We had opportunity to spend time with our pastor, Luis Mundo, and his wife, Dorita. Their daughter, Sharon, was able to be with us and also provided interpretation. We met at their regular location for Sabbath services in Guatemala City. 164 were in attendance for church services. The members were very friendly and most welcoming. Seven congregations were represented, including one in El Salvador and six in Guatemala. When services concluded, we were able to continue fellowshipping with the members. Next was a group luncheon for the ILP participants. That gave us a chance to visit and to get to know each other a little better before the actual classes began. There were 32 individuals, including Don and me, for the ILP meetings. Two lectures were given. One was a video message given in Spanish by Mr. Franks, and my presentation was interpreted by Sharon Mundo. It was enjoyable and a beneficial weekend. I want to underscore that training future leaders is a strong focus of the church, both here in the U.S. and in the international areas. Last Sabbath, June the 28th, was the retirement of Mr. John Foster. Dave and Pam Myers and I flew to St. Louis to honor the 54 years of dedicated service the Fosters have given to the Church of God. The retirement of a longtime church pastor is a very special occasion for the church. It had been a rare incident, but as the ministry ages, it is more common than it was just a few years ago. We were able to take the Fosters to dinner on Friday evening. It was a very nice occasion where we were able to talk and reminisce about the events of the last 50 years of John's ministry. Then on the Sabbath afternoon, the special church services were held at the regular meeting hall for the St. Louis congregation. Mr. Myers and I gave split sermons, which partially focused on the 54 years of dedicated service by the Fosters to the church. I was filling in for Mr. Frank's sermon as he was unable to make the trip. I was already scheduled to go to St. Louis to make a few comments during services. Since I have known John for 62 years, dating all the way back to the time when we were young campers at the 8-week summer camp program held in Big Sandy, Texas in 1963. Around 130 people were in attendance for the church service with many webcast connections. Most came from the St. Louis area, but others from other congregations in Missouri, New Jersey, Ohio, Illinois, and Texas. A reception was held after services where the Fosters were presented with an inscribed vase from headquarters and flowers for Susan. John wrote me today and said that the Fosters received so much candy and cake that their grandchildren have been on a sugar high for the last 3 days. It was really a nice occasion. I won't read to you John's record of service in the ministry. Trust me, it is long, distinguished, and wide-ranging. At this point, I'd like to give you a financial update as of June the 29th. First, let's look at income and expense compared to last year. The income. Income is up $383,000 or 6% higher than last year. Expenses are up $615,000 or 9% more than last year. Now let's look at income and expense compared to the budget. Income. Income is $426,000 above budget, or 6% more than what was budgeted. Expense. Expenses under budget, $485,000, or 6% less than what was budgeted. I do want to give you some encouraging news regarding the recent Holy Day offerings. All three Holy Day offerings, both days of unleavened bread and Pentecost, were higher than last year. In fact, all three set record highs for each of the Holy Days. We thank God who provides for His church, and I want to thank you, the faithful members, for your dedication and your generosity. I would like to briefly discuss the topic that I covered in the sermon at John Foster's retirement. The subject was appreciation for those who serve among us. Since we were there for the Foster's retirement, the main focus was on the services of the local pastor to the congregations he pastors. Since I'm no longer in the field ministry, I felt it would not come across as self-serving to address appreciation for our church pastors. First, I want to read to you Ephesians chapter 4, and we'll begin in verse 11 through verse 14. And He Himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to be a perfect man, to the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. We know there are different roles and responsibilities among the ordained ministry of Jesus Christ. One is teacher and pastor. The role of pastor is to teach, but also to counsel, to give support in the time of need, to uphold the teachings of Christ and the doctrines of the Bible. The pastor is in the vanguard of the work of the church. He represents headquarters and to be the stabilizing force in the local congregation. Since our pastors are human beings, some pastors are better than others at doing this. However, our Church of God Worldwide Association ministers have proved themselves over time. If they are here in Cagua, they have been tried and tested, on doctrine and loyalty to the commission of the church. They have demonstrated love for the brethren, and they have put their livelihood on the line more than once. Let's remember the work of our ministers. Now, Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 7, I'll be reading the English Revised Version. Remember your leaders. They taught God's message to you. Remember how they lived and died, and copy their faith. Our pastors are our leaders in the field ministry. It's time to draw this week's In Accord to a close. Next week, Mr. Clyde Kylo, Operation Manager for Media, will be with you. Please keep Mr. Franks in your prayers. Until next time, may God watch over each and every one of you.